bound for South Australia, 28th of August to the 3rd of September, 1836.
It had been 5 weeks since the first of our ships landed at Kangaroo Island, and the group of settlers have done what they could to make themselves at home, but a lack of fresh water was still a concern. However, a wedding on board the John Perry between Mary Ann Powell, one of the steerage passengers, and William Staple, one of the crew, gave people reason for a celebration. Dr. Woodford described, "A singular scene of bustle and merriment. The ceremony was performed by the captain, after which the happy pair proceeded to the tents where the marriage dinner was prepared." Meanwhile, still at sea, another kind of ceremony was taking place, this time for a sailor who had died from tuberculosis. George Stevenson recorded the solemn occasion in his diary. "A poor sailor died this afternoon of consumption. He was perfectly sensible to his latest hour and spoke of his death with the calmness and the hope of a Christian. He was ordered to be buried in the evening, and accordingly his body was committed to the deep." Stevenson also made some observations about the education of children on board the ship. "No Sunday school. There are no school books on board to give to the emigrants' children, an unhappy oversight, for they might have been advantageously instructed during these long and sleepy days." By this time, the Africaine had been at sea for around 2 months, and Mary Thomas reflected on her experiences.
"Though we were all well stocked with clothes, I found it necessary sometimes, as I believe most of the passengers did, to wash a few small things, partly to prevent them from getting mouldy, a condition to which I found everything very liable, whether dirty or clean. We had by this time managed a little better with regard to our cooking, that is, we had made friends with the cabin cook, and by the occasional bribe of a glass of rum, he would bake for us whenever he could, sometimes a beefsteak pie, salt beef of course, or a rice pudding, the latter without eggs or milk, or a dripping cake.